Second Epistle to Timothy, chapter 2, from the beginning.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself.
In the chapter 1, Paul wrote briefly about Timothy's beginning in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul also wrote of his own suffering without complaining, but with satisfaction of being part of the great purpose of God in giving this marvelous salvation in Christ Jesus. A number of professing believers turned away from Paul. Some others, like Onesiphorus and his family, increased in fervent, loving ministry in the gospel. Now here, in the beginning of this chapter, Paul is encouraging Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Our Heavenly Father is graciously making the abundance of His goodness and mercy available to us in Christ Jesus, in order for us to be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to utilize these gifts and blessings, to use them. Just one example, this book that I have in front of me would be of no value to me if I don't use it. But the more I use it, the more useful that book became. In the second epistle of the Apostle Peter, in chapter 1 from the verse number 13 and on, we have another apostolic example of promoting, perpetuating the gospel ministry.
Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance.
Here in the second epistle to Timothy chapter 2, in the verse number 2, Paul is saying, the teaching that thou, Timothy, has heard of me, Paul, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Here we have a number of important parts of the gospel ministry. First, I need to learn the gospel. Then I need to live the gospel. Then I share the gospel with the other fellow believers, and we reach out to the others that are in need of salvation, and we pray for the Lord's guidance and protection, wisdom and understanding to organize the perpetuation of the gospel ministry, continuation of the message. As long as we live in this flesh, as long as we are pilgrims in this world, there will be opposition to the gospel. There will be obstacles, difficulties. There will always be something to suffer. In the verse number 3, Paul is writing to Timothy and to us today, endure hardness, be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are not advised nor encouraged here to create unnecessary sufferings. but we are admonished to endure everything that is necessary, everything that the Lord will allow us to suffer for His name's sake and for the sake of the testimony of the gospel. We are admonished to take that as part of our ministry, not as something that is wasting our life and time. Suffering for the Lord's sake is a strong indication of our success in our ministry. In the verse number 4 I read, "No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life." The life of a soldier means always ready. Whenever the commander is calling, he must be prepared to enter into action, to battle and to endure, to be victorious. If we allow the other interests in this life, in this world, to be almost as important or just as important or, the worst thing, more important than the gospel, we might well ask ourselves, whose soldiers are we, Christ's or perhaps helping our enemy? On the other hand, we may not be committed to our visible success against the will of the Lord. We must not dilute the gospel or figure out ways to make the gospel appealing to the sinners so that they can compromise between sin and salvation. A good soldier of Jesus Christ is victorious. He has a crown on his head. His head is Christ himself. We, the soldiers, are the members of his body, the body of Christ. In the verse number 6 we read, "The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits." From the beginning of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the believing in the gospel, until the end of our earthly journey, the end of our ministry here in this world, there are many seasons and many diverse fruits of the gospel. We could say many products and byproducts of living the gospel. How could anyone be faithful and successful witness to the truth of the gospel without living that gospel day by day? Preaching the faith, the saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, without having that faith is hypocrisy. I think the most fundamental part of the gospel preaching, sharing the Word of God, is living the Word of God. A godly example is a powerful testimony. Paul is saying to Timothy in the verse number 7, "Consider what I say." Think about that. Meditate on this truth. And of course, pray for understanding. The Lord give thee understanding in all things. We need good understanding in all things pertaining to the gospel, also good understanding in all things pertaining to this life in the flesh, so that we may understand everything in harmony, the gospel first, and life in the flesh just for the sake of living and sharing the gospel. Following the example of the Apostle Paul that said, "For me to live is Christ. Christ is my life. And then death of this body is but a gain." Remember the Lord Jesus Christ of the seed of David. He was raised from the dead according to the gospel. Paul is calling that gospel my gospel, not setting any monopoly, but rather having all that is in Christ as his own. He belonged to Christ. Christ belonged to him. Paul is a servant, Christ is the head, and all of the gospel ministry is in a perfect order. Jesus Christ of the seed of David indicates that it has been promised long ago, since the youngest son of Jesse the Bethlehemite was anointed king of Israel by the prophet Samuel, until the coming and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So many things happen. so much of sin and iniquity was multiplied, so much of the fury of enemy was demonstrated, manifested, and how many decades and centuries passed, the word of God prevailed against the darkness, and the promises of God never failed, and the promised child was born in Bethlehem at that appointed time. All the powers of darkness were stirred up against that child, and then against that boy, and then against that young man, and then the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, teaching, doing miracles, wonderful, marvelous things. And yes, he was falsely accused, unjustly condemned, cruelly tortured and murdered on the tree. The Roman wooden sticks of suffering and shame. But he was raised from the dead according to the gospel, the word of God. And now Paul is following the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says in the verse number 9, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, same as Christ was accused, even unto bonds, chains, imprisonment, deprivation, and in all of that must work for good to those that love the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God is not limited, not restrained. The trumpet of Zion, the trumpet of the gospel of salvation in Christ Jesus, sounded forth. And in the verse number 10 he says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The main question is not, do I suffer little or do I suffer a lot? The main question is, do I suffer for Christ or am I wasting my life here? Sooner or later, one way or another, everyone must suffer something in this life, believer or not. The important, meaningful question is, are we in Christ or are we in our sins? Are we on the path of righteousness and salvation or are we on the wide road that is leading us to everlasting doom? In this verse number 10, Paul is not seeing his suffering as any kind of waste. Rather, there is a purpose and a value in that. He is suffering for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. These elect ones that Paul is suffering for apparently are not yet delivered, because he said that they may also obtain this salvation. When we are living in Christ and serving the Lord, we have all reasons to believe that our suffering, even the least one, just as well as the greatest one, has a good purpose in our ministry. We are watched by the angels of our Heavenly Father. Yes, we are also watched by the angels of Satan. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself said in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 12 verse 50, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? It's not easy. It's a fierce battle. There is a lot of suffering. But the Lord Jesus Christ never lost sight of that everlasting glory. The suffering is not purpose, a purpose in itself. It is a meaningful, important part of the whole glorious accomplishment of God's purpose and God's will. Paul is saying in this verse number 10, I endure all things. In the verse number 1 of this chapter 2, he says, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. in the verse number 3, endure hardness, be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And in the verse number 7, keep considering, keep meditating, keep praying, and receiving more and more of that understanding in everything you do. Always remembering the Lord Jesus Christ of the seed of David, raised from the dead. He is the living gospel of salvation, and all of us that are in Christ are a part of it. When we received the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we did receive the suffering. When we received the grace of salvation, we are receiving the endurance, patience, and the revelation of that everlasting glory, together with all the redeemed ones, but most of all, and above all, and foremost, with Christ the Savior forever and ever. That is that salvation in Christ Jesus, with that eternal glory. In the verse number 11 he says, this is a faithful saying, a true and trustworthy testimony. If we be dead with Christ, we shall also live with Him. By the grace of God we receive the saving faith in the Savior. When we cast ourselves at His feet, He will take us into His embrace. With Him we are buried to the world and sin. In Him we live that new life in Christ. When we live in Christ, His life is in us and we are in Him. Then we are dead to the deadness of sin and condemnation. Our former ties with the evil one, our enemy, has been severed forever, permanently. If we suffer with Christ, we shall also reign with Him. This suffering is on this side of death. As long as we are pilgrims and strangers in this world, we will have suffering. But reigning with Christ is an everlasting reign in the kingdom of heaven. But it started here. If we suffer with Him, we also reign with Him. All the obstacles, barriers, all the difficulties that Satan will like to use to prevent us from serving the Lord, to spoil our joy of salvation, to persuade us to be quiet and not to witness, not to reach out, not to share among ourselves, to be fruitless, aimless, idle. All of these satanic devices we turn against His own head, and His stumbling stones become our stepping stones, and the difficulties become opportunities, and the curses of our enemies are nothing in comparison with the multitudes of blessings of our blessed Lord. If we suffer in Christ, we reign in Christ. And if we ever allow Satan to ensnare us into any denial of our Lord, just as Peter the Apostle denied the Lord 3 times in the difficult and stressful, confusing time, we quickly run to the empty tomb and we confess to the Lord, Lord, Thou knowest all things, but Thou also knowest that I love Thee, Lord, because Thy love has been in my heart. All those that persist on the path of denial, betrayal, turning away from the Lord, have chosen the Lord's denial on the last day. But as long as we are here in this flesh and blood, the Lord is calling back, return back to me, follow me. Come to the Father through me, and whoever has ears to hear, let him, let her hear. In the verse number 13, Paul is saying, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. What is darkness? Absence of light. What is death? Absence of life. What is unbelief? Absence of faith. And what is faithfulness? A testimony of the faith in the heart of the faithful. When the Spirit of the Lord is teaching us, indicating to us that there is some emptiness in our heart, when we are aware that at that given moment we are not faithful, let us humble our hearts and our minds and lift up our voice to the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Because God is faithful, and all to call upon His name shall be saved. He has grace and power to restore our faith, to make us faithful in everything. The last part of the verse number 13 is telling us, God, Christ, cannot deny Himself. When the Lord is revealing to us that there is something He cannot do, He is revealing to us His strength, His power. He is not that weak, that feeble, that unclean, that corrupt, that He would ever deny Himself. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, "Even the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Of course, there is no foolishness with God. God is all wise. But even that seems to be so foolish to this world, with all the power of darkness in them, they're not able to prevail against it. For decades, centuries, millenniums, the world is battling against the truth of the gospel, and they cannot prevail against the truth of the gospel. The gospel is sounding forth, and those that believe are saved. And we could say that even the weakest part of God, this is absurd language, human language, but let me say it, even the weakest part of God is million times stronger than the strongest part of man. Sinful humanity is dead, and the least one of those believing in Christ is greater than the kings in their sins and darkness. There is nothing in the whole world, in the history of humanity, that can be nearly as glorious as being the least part, the least member on the body of Christ. Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our Owner, our peace and joy and the desire of our souls. So let us be forever thankful, grateful to the Lord that He cannot deny Himself. He is our assurance that He is mighty, even in the flesh, walking among us, living the gospel of salvation. He is stronger and mightier than all the angels, and I don't know if He has any archangels of Satan. In the life of our Lord Jesus Christ here in this world, in the flesh and body similar to ours, Satan is constantly defeated. What is going to happen to the enemy when Christ appears in glory? Satan will be forever condemned. Yes, that's what he is now. The Lord Jesus Christ remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. It's against his very nature and character. If we are strong in faith, if we are good soldiers in this spiritual battle, that's only because the Spirit of Christ is in us, working through us. And that is our testimony, that we have received that salvation in Christ Jesus with eternal glory, so that the others that are watching us, reading us, hearing us, listening to that message, may also be called, invited to receive that salvation with everlasting glory in Christ Jesus our Lord.